This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about a great analogy that a friend of mine came up with. It has to do with the game of golf and marketing. So we were talking about marketing, as we always do, for years and years now, because we continually try to get better at it and pass that knowledge on to you, you know, our clients and our listeners and our followers, to help you improve. So on this podcast, I'm going to get into the mechanics of it. On the next podcast, I'm going to get into the why we work with attorneys and some more humanistic type things. But this one, I'll go into the mechanics. So he talked about the game of golf, and he said, you know, when you're setting up and you're going to golf and you're at a particular hole, and if you don't play golf, it's okay. I've played like three times in my life, but the analogy still stands. So if you're going to golf, and let's say the hole you're on is shaped like a C, you know, the hole is 500 yards ahead and 100 yards to the left, and you cannot directly make a shot to try to get a hole in one. What you have to do is you have to just take each shot as it comes. So your first shot is you want to get down the fairway without getting caught in the bushes and the weeds and the lakes and an alligator's mouth, all that stuff. So when you're first lining up, you pick the right club for yourself. You know, there's putters, there's different irons and things like that. And again, I'm not a big golf person, but some of you maybe. But if you don't pick the right club, it makes it really hard to hit the ball down the fairway. And again, your focus at that point should be getting the ball down the fairway. You're not even ready to get on the green yet, you know? So that's your first step. You get onto the fairway. Then when you walk onto the fairway, and now you look, okay, can I make it to the green? What do I need to take another shot to take me further? And you set up and you pick the appropriate iron or wedge or putter or whatever it is, and then you make that shot. Now maybe you're going to try to get onto the green. Now you adjust again. Then once you're on the green, now how do we get into the hole? Am I ready to use my putter? Am I close? Or am I 30 feet away still on the green and I got to putt closer? And then, you know, you get in the hole. Great, wonderful. So how does this relate to marketing? Here's how. When you're looking to get clients, you can't just think, oh, I want a marketing source that's just going to get me clients. They're going to get on the phone and they're going to hire me and that's it. Because that's like saying, I want a hole in one. What you have to do is you have to meet your potential clients mentally where they are at. So if they call you, if they email you, they may be at the point where they're just information gathering, and that's okay. So how can you take that client from the beginning of the hole to get them on the fairway, you know, and closer to the goal of retaining you? Think about meeting your potential clients where they're at, and in your questioning of them, in your interaction with them by phone or Zoom or in person or whatever it is, again, mentally, where is this person at? And for your particular practice area, decide in your mind the average number of steps someone has to go through till they're at the point where they're ready to retain you. So if you're doing family law, this may be 5 steps and 5 conversations on average before the person wants to retain you. If you're in criminal defense, because of the urgency of it, it may be 1 or 2 conversations. Just depends. Bankruptcy, you know, auto accident, etc. In some areas of law, remember, people don't have to make a decision that day. Family law is like this. Estate planning are like this. Auto accidents are like this. People don't have to make a decision right away. They can wait. Criminal defense, sometimes they can wait, sometimes they can't. Maybe they have an arraignment coming, you know, in a day or so. Maybe they're in jail and the family member's calling for them. So there's emergency law and there's not emergency law. And you got to realize, what does your practice area look like? What percentage of the cases are real emergencies and which ones can wait? And if they can wait, that makes your job harder. And you have to change your approach. They're like a 5-par hole. You can't just go for that hole in one. You'll never get it. It's just such a long shot. So what can you do to move the person closer to making a decision with you, but not push them too hard, but also not give up on them and let them go? So I want you to add that thinking to how you interact with potential clients. So this could be doing a book and you do an initial consult with someone. They're still in thinking mode. You can say, hey, I've written a book on this exact subject. What I'd like to do is I'll have my admin send you an email copy of it. And if you let me know your address, I'll get it out in the mail to you. Well, that's one way of pushing the person closer to you, getting them closer down that fairway and towards the hole. Another way is if you have a free report on something, you can send them. Or if you say to them, you know what, I'm going to spend a few more minutes looking into the law behind your case after we get off the phone, and I'm going to send you a quick summary of like some of the ideas that I have for you if you want to go ahead and engage with me later on. If not, it's totally okay. But I'm going to do this anyway for you. I'm going to do like a kind of an impromptu case analysis. And I'm going to give you a couple things to think about in your journey to find a lawyer for your case or decide if you need one. And that's super powerful. A person will be like, wow, that's really cool, you know? And when they get that by email or in the mail or whatever it is, it's going to make a huge impression. And mentally, it'll move that person. It'll whack him in the butt and move him down the fairway to get him closer to you, to the goal, to that hole that you want. So there's a lot of tools along the way to kind of get people moving. Even when you have them as a client, again, they're going through another journey now. There's the new hole they're at. So if it's criminal defense, there's the arraignment. Then there's the motions. Then there's trial or no trial. There's, et cetera. I look at these as the customer or the client journey. And again, if you want to take that golf analogy, meet the person, the potential client or the client, where they are at that particular time. Give them some tools and resources to help move them forward, even incrementally, and you'll have a better experience with your clients. They'll like you more. You'll actually get better results because they'll be more cooperative and happy. You'll get better reviews. You'll get more referrals. Your practice will grow, and on and on and on. So I think this is a fantastic way to look at client acquisition and client service and nurturing and all that once you have them. And even when they're done, when their case is over, do you just leave them alone? Or do you follow up with a newsletter, with periodic cards, with calls, with requests for reviews and referrals? And, there's a whole journey. There's before, during, and after. That's one way to think about it. And if you're on it on all three parts of the client's journey, I'm telling you, your practice is going to improve like unbelievably. And you're going to be a very, very happy person. You're going to be satisfied with your legal work. You'll be able to do more of the great work you want to do. You'll start to get better clients. You'll service them better. Like I said, it's a virtuous circle. So keep that golf analogy in mind. You don't have to go golfing. It's okay. But just think about what I said, because we're implementing it now in our marketing here at Speakeasy and at Jacobson Whitehall, and it's working. And it's not like an underhanded, like, ooh, we're fooling people and, we're snookering them into doing business with us. Like, people are genuinely happy. We're getting more leads. The leads are more serious, and we're getting more business. We're growing. So I wanted to share this with you because I want you guys and gals to do the same thing with your practice, please. Nothing makes me happier than you are successful. And I'm going to go into that in another podcast on why that makes me so happy. But suffice to say, the better you people are doing, the better we are and the happier we are. We're here to be a success ourselves and to make money. And we're here to make you money. If we don't do it, we're not going to be here very long. So I hope you take this advice as not some underhanded, backhanded way to try to get money out of you. It's actually to help you. And I hope you take it as such. If you need help, call us, 888-225-8594, or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is I-N-C, as in incorporated. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.